Like yes, I mean no. I mean, what did you guys
say?
Brownie.
So here we are
for a mic check.
It's the Super James Brothers Super Show. No,
double super.
Never
I guess.
Mind.
Though we could get the
camera set up at the same time. And start. And again.
How now, brown cow?
How many brownies did you eat? You made two pans, don't lie to me.
No.
It was three.
I had a quarter of one.
Okay, so we got that.
Quick.
Ah. Okay.
How long until you guys have just professional lighting in here?
there are other things that we need to upgrade and purchase first.
What are you talking about? Is this super professional?
I like it. I just all of a sudden he's flickering lights.
We even have like a spotlight.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Realistically, we could do a.
Have you
three camera recording setup.
Are you ready? You ready for what my phone does?
No.
I've heard that's a fun game too.
Yes, this is our new mic check.
Is it?
Yes.
Here it comes.
Yes.
So everyone can hear. And then, obviously.
Dude. I have that app.
I've noticed
that's a nice
recently
one.
That I don't use ringtones or anything anymore because most of the time my phone has to be on silent.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know my text tone, right?
Well,
Little Mermaid?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I remember that.
Yeah, it scares the crap out of people when I have it on.
It's a very long text. Yeah, every time he gets a text. Under the sea. Under the sea.
No, it's more panicky and scary sounding.
Down where it's wetter, everything's better.
Darling, it's better down.
I was close. Take it from me.
So coming out of nowhere, it's really weird to hear. But my phone always has to be off, so I feel like I waste all that time trying to come up with a tone of some sort.
Well, my phone's going to be replaced pretty soon here, so...
Already?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years already.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
And it's definitely showing its age. I've been happy with my Droid Razer Max Motorola. So I'm, you know, tentatively looking at the Moto X.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
I've heard it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
But this is that time of year, right? I mean, CES is just around the corner. The new phones are going to be rolling.
Well, CES was just a couple months ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Now, isn't there one? Because what's the one? Samsung always rolls their phones out in either February, March, April, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, it's February, March. It's not CES. It's the other one.
Yeah.
It's, something ES. It's God. I was just reading about this recently too.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's definitely PBS.
Hmm.
That's what it is.
BBS
or is it CBS?
BBC.
But I know, for example, all these rumors are leaking for the Galaxy S5, which
right. I've seen those
due
as
in
well.
The next couple of months here. But they're saying whatever the show is, that's when they're going to roll
right.
out.
Adam, do you want to adjust the pitch of his mic?
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Yeah. What about mine, maybe?
Cool. Yeah, you. We'll bring yours up a little bit as well.
Yeah. That looks good. And yeah, the mic screen doesn't have to be, or the windscreen doesn't have to be centered on the mic or anything.
Oh no, it
does.
It can be
a better target to shoot for.
Listen, we get invited once every 6 months. It's gonna be perfect.
Is there any way you can adjust his voice to be more manly?
Yeah, can you just like throw the bass a
sure.
wicked curve on there?
Well, give him a Barry Manilow.
You mean Barry White? We
I
don't
can,
need to give him a Barry Manilow.
Yeah, that's true.
I can put you entirely in one ear. How about?
Oh, they could be like consciences.
They could. So.
Which one of you is evil?
Decide. Curtis, you're the right side, and Drew, you're the left side now.
Oy.
We actually tried to do that for like the first or second episode. It just came off really weird. It's like, oh yeah, it'll be like you're sitting in the middle of the room, but realistically you'd have to be standing on the table to really get the full effect. But so what we do is we will pass the box okay. around and each person will read one so that there's enough time for Adam to hone in while still coming up with funny answers. So sure. instead of... Wise and Otherwise is a lot like Balderdash, where you are provided an old-timey saying from some country or race or whatever, culture. And so what you're supposed to do is try to figure out what the actual response is. But instead, we have more fun just coming up with weird-ass responses.
So you get the first half. It gives you the first half, and then we come up with our clever or interesting second half. Mm-hmm. Or insightful.
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
Or impetuous.
So... Ooh, okay, so I'm going to do... there's an old Spanish saying, if you eat it up at supper...
You'll poop it out at dinner.
Because, you know, the Spanish believe in supper followed by dinner.
I nailed it.
Yeah.
If you eat it up at supper...
You won't have leftovers for breakfast.
You won't go to bed hungry.
Then no siesta for you.
Oh, I nailed it. You cannot have it at breakfast.
Uh-huh. Is that because they were just starving? I guess. We only have so much food, so if you eat it now...
You can't have it again. Mm. Pick at random from the front. Or anywhere.
Pick at random, but...
pick a... There are five options, so... Pick at random among the five.
Figured it out. It's the same card you just drew. I'm going on the other side.
He didn't.
There we go.
He didn't figure it out.
This is not as easy as it looks, Drew.
Reading. It's tough.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, wait till you get these.
I'm going from the middle.
There's an old Scottish saying...
Can't even read
very,
the first.
A very wise old Scottish saying.
So I like how it opened
can't
with
even
cackling.
Get through the first half.
Weird saying.
Okay, there's an old Scottish saying.
I can't do it.
He's awfully big.
That's it. Yeah.
The wise old Scottish saying. He's awfully big. Dot dot dot.
For a goat?
No, seriously.
He's awfully big.
After all that haggis.
In bed.
I'm going to go run. He's awfully big. Run!
He's awfully big.
Except?
Except where it counts.
Except in an igloo. I got it, didn't I?
Oh, those damn Scottish igloos.
Yeah. What is it? What is it? I don't know.
You guys, there's an old Scottish saying, very well known among these parts, that says, he's awfully big behind the door.
Behind the door?
Obviously.
I think it's a penis joke.
It's so wise.
It's an infidelity joke. He can't hide behind the door because he's too big.
I picked the right one.
It's a fat joke.
Hmm.
Your mama's so fat she can't hide behind a door.
You can't look at it first.
Oh, is that the thing? I'm not supposed
no.
to look
at it.
We're supposed to, you know, see how accurate we can.
All right, I'll pick a different one.
Cheater.
There's an old Hawaiian saying.
Yep.
Eat till
you drop.
I think that's shop.
Well,
till the tourists come back to their hotel room.
Eat till you're not hungry anymore.
eat till the next luau.
What do you got?
Would you do one?
Yeah, I said till you drop.
Till you drop.
Dim dim.
There's an old Hawaiian saying, eat till the lips protrude. Sure, we've all heard that.
Oh, yeah.
That's my motto.
There's a sex joke to be made.
Words to
there.
Live by.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's like a pregnancy joke in there somewhere.
For sure.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
Hi.
Bye.
Okay, that's a winner. Okay. There is an old Turkic saying, having mounted the camel, don't... dot, dot, dot.
Pluggeth its holes.
Don't sit in the weird middle hump thing.
One more time.
Having mounted the camel, don't...
dress it in flammel.
That's it. That's totally it.
That's got to be it. Having mounted the camel, don't...
don't look for its toe.
Don't let it spit on people, because camels do that all the time. It's mean.
Don't kick its sides. Something like don't agitate it.
Okay. Having mounted the camel, don't hide yourself behind the saddle trappings.
That is an old Turkish saying.
Sure.
Kind of close, yeah. Dan?
Turkish sayings.
We've all thought that at least once in our lives.
I was on a camel once.
Did you hide behind its saddle bearings?
I did. The camel no
Well, longer. You shouldn't have.
Don't you know anything about Turkish sayings?
But yeah, I assume everything's...
how are we sounding?
Sounding okay?
Yeah, it's good.
Because then I would say if anyone wants another beverage or anything of the like, or a bathroom break, now's the time before we get rolling on this.